Ja, schönen guten Abend.
Good evening.
Wie immer, die letzte Veranstaltung noch
zum Kongress der Security Nightmares. The last event of the Congress, Security Nightmares.
Wir wollen mal wieder darüber reden.
Once again, we'll talk about the things that happened in 2011 and the things that will happen in 2012.
Wir haben dieses Mal eine kleine Änderung dabei.
This time we're going to do it a little differently. So after 12 years, we think there should be some... it should mix it up a little. So when you look at the title, it says brainstorming and discussion, and this is how we began. And then over the years, the discussion fell a little short over the years. So this year we want to have more of discussion.
Ihr könnt euch schon mal überlegen,
that means you can already think about what you are going to want to laugh about next year and what you think is likely, and slowly position yourself at the microphones. The rule will be one short statement per person.
Einer der Gründe, warum wir dann von der Saaldiskussion so ein bisschen abgekommen waren, war, dass es da offensichtlich
one of the reasons that we
reduced
the discussion part was that this obviously some was something in the water that led people to talk a lot.
And then we
actually saw the stats for the Mate consumption and now that we know that people are actually drinking Mate instead of tap water, we believe they can keep themselves short.
Lange Statements am vierten Tag. Das ist die 12. Veranstaltung. Wir stellen das jedes Jahr mit Verstaunen fest.
This is the 12th time.
Wir gehen auch davon aus, dass es nicht die
letzte ist. We are astonished every year that it's already going on so long, and we assume that it's not going to be the last one, even though the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world for December 22nd on the next year.
Also wir gehen einfach davon aus, es wird sich einfach dabei offensichtlich um einen Fehler handeln.
We're just assuming that this is obviously going to be a mistake. It's an implementation error. The concepts are probably right, but the implementation is probably going to be faulty again. So the agenda, same as always.
We talk
about security nightmares that we not always seriously. We want to talk about the security nightmares we want to have because they might change something. And we found some interesting things this year. We just think, well, that was obvious. But just because they were revealed in a specific manner, they might actually change things. Then, of course, we want to think about the security nightmares that we don't want to have, because, as always, being prepared, being warned is being prepared. And, of course, being warned might just mean not be surprised.
So
the general perception was, when looking at last year, that it's always, it just keeps going,
but
there is no real progress. It just continues, but there is no progress. Right, so let's begin by asking the audience a little, who here has seen the 11 sessions before this? And who secretly watched some of the old recordings?
Fans.
Ooh, there are some fans in here.
Gut, dann die fünfte.
All right, so who's seen this for the fifth time?
Und die erste?
And who's seen this for the first time?
Okay. Nicht so schlecht.
Not bad.
Also wir hatten hier ein paar Zwölfer,
so
aber
there were
ich glaub,
a few people
Handvoll,
who saw this 12 times already,
fünfer,
only a handful.
Aber nur so
some more people actually see this for the fifth
und
time now.
Wir hier
and
auch noch mal so 50. Das
about 50 first-timers. So everybody else
mehr als ein Jahr.
Has been here for less than 5 years, but more than 1 year. Right, fine. Let's begin.
Als besonderes Highlight haben wir dieses Jahr
so,
eine Rückschau
one
Jahr
very special highlight this year is
auch
we're going to look back at the year 2001.
Mag, das ist mittlerweile 10 Jahre her.
Even though you might be surprised, it's actually 10 years ago. And no, we didn't accidentally all slides.
Recycle, I suppose, is the missing verb here.
Ja, wir haben eine Menge über Wireless geredet 2001, also Bluetooth, WLAN und so.
Ja, das war der totale Hype, oder?
So we looked at the wireless, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, that was full of hype. Everybody has talked about local area networks, body area networks, citywide area networks, and then the networks just became even more Yeah. What I alluded and you just had lots of circles on slides. That's funny that you always used circles. It always looked like it was actually a specific area, and people imagined that radio waves actually end at a receiver. This only goes 5 meters, and not even if somebody has a Pringles can in their hand. Internet-enabled fridges. Who of you has an internet-enabled fridge?
Sie haben uns Internet-Kühlschränke versprochen.
They promised us internet-enabled fridges.
Also ich habe tatsächlich auch mal welche gesehen.
I actually saw some ones, but
so, dass der Kühlschrank Internet hatte.
Also only the fridge itself had Internet, so it could entertain itself, I guess.
Aber so richtig nützlich irgendwie hat
But actually useful Internet fridges? No, it seems nobody figured it out yet. Luckily.
Yeah. Das kommt dann ja mit den
so,
smart.
This sooner or later, this will come with the smart home appliances. And with the smart meters, they probably get internet to the fridge. Smart meters, we get back to that. So this year we already had remotely controlled printers.
Ja, Entschuldigung, ich habe jetzt die Fernabfrage Heizungsablesung übersprungen, weil wir die überspringen wollten, weil es dazu überhaupt nichts zu sagen gab.
Genau, das ist ein Thema, was
they
total
also promised remotely controllable heating.
Es gibt auch überhaupt keine Notwendigkeit,
and there's actually nothing at all happened there.
Also Drucker, Kopierer mit LAN.
So printers, copiers
ja
dieses, on the LAN, on the network.
Da ist ja viel passiert die letzten
lots of things
Jahre,
happened there in the last 10 years.
Spontane Fernselbstentzündung.
We actually spontaneous remote combustion.
Das ist dann, glaube ich, schon sehr extrem, wenn plötzlich die,
and that is quite extreme when suddenly the internet reality meets real reality by going off the flames. Especially since it didn't actually happen in a nuclear center in the basement. It actually happened next to a desk. So now we know what's in stock for us when the internet-enabled fridges arrive.
Ist denn content-abhängig, was dann passiert, ne?
So it's content-dependent, what happens then, huh?
Die kann natürlich auch
rückwärts. There's a heat exchanger there, and of course that can also go backwards.
Aber dann kriege ich eben nicht automatisch einen Backofen.
Also. Then you don't automatically get an oven.
So das Feature heißt dann vorgegart.
That's a feature called
pre-cooked.
Ja, mit Mobiltelefonen haben wir uns auch 2001 schon beschäftigt. Ihr wisst ja, Mobiltelefonprobleme sind
so in 2001 we also talked about mobile phones, of course.
Jedes Jahr voraus, dass jetzt mal
every year we predict that there will be mobile phone Trojan.
Genau. Und rückblickend ist natürlich der eigentliche Gag
gewesen, looking back,
the
actual joke is that we thought
that Nokia
and Microsoft would actually last this long.
Es ist schon erstaunlich, ne, wie schnell sowas gehen kann.
It's curious how fast these things go. Nokia, who would have thought a few years ago, 10 years ago, that Nokia would actually begin producing rubber boots again?
Weil es vielleicht profitabler ist, als Telefone zu machen?
Because it might be more profitable making phones? Well, but 15 years ago there was a company, now the age test. 15 years ago there was a company that in their ads said,
present and future of network computing.
And they were right, because at that time, who knows, who remembers?
No.
What are they today? Patent trolls? Haven't they bought a Linux or something? I think, essentially, yes, they are patent trolls. Yes, Novell is the right answer. Yeah.
Right.
And the thing about the smartphones, we thought something will happen with the smartphones. Which one of you has had a Trojan on their smartphone?
Okay, falsche Frage.
Wrong question. Which of you has a friend who had a Trojan on their smartphone?
Na?
Well?
Ja, doch schon.
Zwei?
Two?
Wenn die Geschichte lustig
ist, if the story is funny, here are the microphones.
Ja, gut.
and family support cases about mobile phone Trojans.
Wer hat denn hier immer noch kein Smartphone?
Which one of you still hasn't got a smartphone? Many raise hands, including my own.
Das ist ja gefühlt ein Viertel.
That's about a quarter.
Nicht so schlecht.
Not bad.
Fühlt ihr euch denn sicherer?
Do you feel more secure?
Wie schön für euch.
How nice for you.
Ja, das ist das, well, was ihr glaubt.
Well, that's what you believe.
Ja, well, Dinge, die wir 2001
one of the things that we thought might happen in 2001, location-based spam.
Also so,
well, you know,
so
you walk
blip,
around
blip,
and there's a blip and up there you can buy a coffee or something. And interestingly, this didn't really happen until now.
Also es gibt halt eben
well, there are some
startups
such as Foursquare that are working hard on this
also
so that you can finally make this prediction become a reality and we're looking at this with great sympathy and we always like to be able to say I told you so even if it's after 15 years but then we thought the Bluetooth would be the carrier but that somehow didn't work at all but now we get low energy Bluetooth and Bluetooth 4.0 right? I don't think, no.
That
will go over the central network. They hope for more frequencies. Well, NFC offers a lot of hope. Yes, you can say that. Truly, there is a lot of things to be done there, such as NFC Androids. You can spend a long winter afternoon looking at that. And, the story isn't that a long winter afternoon. Or I was so bored on a Sunday afternoon, but the story now is my girlfriend left me and I had a bad mood, I was in a bad mood. And that NFC thing, of course, is a way to get the money to do things like that when you're in a bad mood. But when was this putting an RFID into every banknote? Yes, that was 2001. Banknote chips. Yeah, nothing happened.
Well,
obviously, there are still enough people that want real cash. One thing we had in 2001 was GPS and TMS spoofing.
TMS spoofing. Beides passiert.
Both happened.
Dieses Jahr beeindruckend.
Yes, we had impressive use cases this year.
Drohnen vom Himmel holen.
Getting drones down from the sky in the desert or over water. Last report was over water.
Und gut, also TMS spoofing,
of course, we've had that sufficiently at the Congress. But that surely that means looking at it in reverse, that a drone from the Americans has a sensor in it that doesn't trust as much. You know, these drones here that had ultrasound sensors. If you would GPS that, if you put GPS in there and give that more rights than ultrasound, then wouldn't just, you know, hop over grass as it does. You'll have to set your priorities.
But well,
that drone thing was one, and there are many stories and rumors that probably the world would not be told about, at least for a while more. As we said, it's about 15 years until things like that come out, because it's so normal that police drones or something get lost or fly somewhere where they were not supposed to do, and maybe finally we will have an anti-drone. And another of these things, another of our hobbies were the OS, cross-OS worms, but these not really materialized until there was JavaScript.
And that
raises a lot of hope still.
Yeah.
Well, not OS. That was a bit optimistic. Okay, maybe. Now, 25 years ago, we had the first PC virus as a protection against copying, has to be said. And this is funny because about 5 years ago, we had the Sony rootkit. And this year, there was a Carrier IQ. Also,
so
das ist ja nicht that's not really against copying, but what do you call it these days? Quality assurance. And then there was this scare, wasn't there, about the this platform? What was the platform? A game platform where there was a rootkit.
Oh, yeah, Origin.
Origin, yeah.
That was the.
Yeah, they had. They did get a lot of data about you out, but they were relying on people installing this anyway because they wanted to play. So that was a classical example about the game industry always being getting around to managing the copiers, getting much better software than the buyers.
Well,
I always see it as Christmas is getting closer and Fefe says, I'm going to buy a few games. I think, well, surely he's going to be in a bad mood for a few more weeks. Although he actually knows it. Exactly.
And
the Internet Normality Update in numbers in 2010, 11, just to show how things are, how things stand, you can hack a normal website for $9.99 and buy account access data for $80 to $700. Depending on the amount of money on the account, credit card data $2 to $90. That price actually fell recently because of a oversupply.
Oh, Honk hat welche für 10 Cent.
Ah, someone has some for 10 cents. And how much is on the credit card?
10
cents for a Visa Gold. We have inflation.
Das heißt, wir referieren hier gerade Apothekenpreise.
So we're talking high prices here, right?
Oder vielleicht sind es auch einfach Qualitätsanbieter, die wir gewählt haben.
Could it be quality suppliers that you were choosing? Yeah, maybe. And then the funny thing was, buying by proxy, $100 if you don't enter your own address in the credit card, but that of a proxy, because the topic of proxy for internet buying was not in our preview for new job areas. That was a loss, a miss, definitely.
Schön fand ich auch
what was nice, the cash machine, an interesting cash machine with extra features, but otherwise in the original state for 35,000. So, and please put this up, set it up wherever you want.
Und es gibt immer and there was the, aus der Wand.
And then there's always those people that withdraw from the hole in the wall. Another nice thing, government web server route. The account on the silver tray for $499. But these are smaller countries, right? I think it was US government. Well, there's nothing to be got there. Account access data up to $700. Government route $500. They just have, they're all in debt, aren't they? It's just a decorative item, I guess.
Luxury item, yeah. What are you going to take? The iPad or root on a government server?
Okay.
Apparently 31% of EU citizens are infected with viruses in 2010. No idea where that status from. It's probably from an antivirus company. So 31% of all EU citizens have gotten themselves infected with the virus in 2010. Of course, and it's different per country. In Germany it was apparently about 22%. Which I find rather low. And then, of course, there's this number. One official cyber attack per week, and that only counting the successful attacks. So there's only one successful cyber attack per week from the state.
Also, so, wenn wir die
if you're looking at the number of successfully installed Trojans,
ist, glaub ich,
and if you go back from there, it's apparently both.
Du meinst, sie teilen aus, wie sie einstecken? Ja. Ja. Das mag sein. Nee, die Frage, die ich mir da stelle,
the question I ask myself here is, what do they mean by successful? So how far did you actually go to be able to call it success? Does it mean that the computer, that the computer reported back to the command and control center or something?
Probably.
And there are supposedly between 350,000 and 500,000 zombie computers in Germany. And of course, within 2 years, this is supposed to go towards zero because of our cyber defense center. I'm glad my government is preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Genau, und weil es
exactly.
So
and
furchtbar bitter ist,
because it's
gibt's
so
Äxte mit BSI-Gravur oder so.
Maybe you can get access with the BSI engraving, which is the German Institute for Computer Security.
Noch die Feststellung, dass es nur ein Mobilfunkhersteller
and
gibt im Jahre
2011, one very bitter the fact that there's only one mobile phone manufacturer that actually delivers updates over the air without
einer.
Taking carriers into account,
nee,
only one.
Zu klatschen.
This is not worthy of applause, please.
Zu klatschen. Das ist natürlich viel zu wenig. Und ich hätte
und
zwei weitere haben
two more
die Infrastruktur,
actually have the infrastructure in place to do this.
And
denke ich, kapiert. One actually got it.
Denk doch mal kurz nach.
Was mich fertig macht,
please.
Ist, dass Microsoft
just,
ist es
just
nicht.
Think a second. And the thing that kills me is it's not Microsoft.
Ja, die beliebte Rubrik
E-Government-Fortschritte. Progress and E-Government.
Ihr wisst noch, wie wir das messen. Also E-Government
to remind you how we measure this, we measure the progress in e-government in the past
gemessen,
by looking at how much data a government has lost
einfach,
over a year.
Da sind,
so
Daten
the logic
verloren.
Is,
also
the more data there is, the more data to lose.
Also mehr Datenverlust, e-government Fortschritt.
So,
logisch, oder?
More loss of data equals more
also
progress.
Der klare Gewinner da dieses Jahr
and
ist
the clear winner this year
Israel,
is definitely Israel, who lost their complete census data.
Es gab zwischendurch, glaube ich, Gerüchte, dass
there were rumors
in
that they
in England weggekommen sind, aber
also lost the complete census data in the UK, but
oder
apparently that was not true,
so.
Or they were successful in containing
und,
that. Okay,
da
and
ja das Wahlcomputer-Massaker in den letzten Jahren doch relativ
election computer massacre
war.
In the last few years
und
was rather excessive.
E-Government Rückschritt, auch
there's only one step back in e-Government. Austria also
ein entsprechendes Urteil gegeben.
Finally got a
geht man da jetzt
Supreme Court decision
von diesen Ländern
and they will
und,
get rid of
versucht, das jetzt in
voting
Stellen
computers.
Also klar ist halt die wenn es halt
so
in Ländern wie Deutschland und Österreich und so nicht mehr geht.
It's clear that when in countries like Germany and in Austria they get rid of voting computers, these computers have to go somewhere. And so now we're looking, we see that they're trying to get voting computers established in Russia. When you look back at the pictures of President Putin going to the election and we put his voting slip into a machine, it looks like a shredder. And no, of course, it wasn't a shredder, it was an optical scanner, so you actually mark your vote and you put the ballot into the, and over, using the scanner. And they also had some touchscreen voting machines, so it means the OECD that actually was actually in the country to...
Also wir können auf jeden Fall auf weitere Fortschritte hoffen, wenn auch nicht in Kerneuropa, so doch auf jeden Fall drumherum.
To regulate the elections actually didn't.
So the cyber war we had some incidents very many we had some practices in cyber war also and they were very successful, make no mistake. So there were very many reports about the success of those trainings. What they trained was a little unclear, so my idea is they're standing before a map of Europe and they will pull plastic figures across the map with digital tanks, and maybe there's a flanked attack over Usenet or something, maybe.
We're still waiting
for leaks from pictures of that.
Last year we had
the topic research in motion versus India, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab something, Emirates, and these kind of things. You can choose any kind of government for any kind of platform on which information is exchanged. The only ones that have managed to shoot themselves in the foot in terms of PR were Research in Motion, because they managed to produce headlines such as in England, such as they will help to to contain the protests or controls the protests and the communication about the riots in London via BlackBerry Messenger. So yeah, the PR department at RIM must be really special experts. The electronic health card in Germany has been implemented, and there's some data about that, and there's some progress. Such a platform has to be implemented, and then people will get used to it, then you can build upon that, and then the data can get lost. But that's the natural course of the things. And they had an innovative story, I'm not quite sure how much confirmed it is, that some electronic health cards without a photo, didn't hand in a photo, these data landed at the registration offices, and then the question is there that if that is the case, why wasn't it the case that the registration offices don't save the pictures on the identity cards? So now there's obviously a network between health insurances and registration offices to exchange pictures, and that's clearly progress. So that's what we've got to keep an eye on. So the next thing is the taxes and incomes services as been digitalized, and what happened there was that
they tried to track data using GPS, and we tried to reconstruct the whole affair, and it seemed to be more to it than we saw at first glance. And they actually read all the data for an extended amount of time. So very successful agency was the financial agency this year. There was a very tiny problem. We're still not sure if it's not a feature. I thought you could get credits from them, especially for persons in certain high-ranking in high-ranking positions. So maybe there was just a way of special access for those people. And also we have a council for cybersecurity since April. And one thing I had on the list, but I took it off the list, keeping that for later, is foundation for data security, because not much has actually happened there. And in a way, that is progress. Because they started the whole foundation, but in the meantime, everything has come to a halt. And in a way, that is good. There were also some steps back. The digital razor for pictures on the internet didn't work out. And also the electronic identity card has not been implemented yet, but it could still come in the future. And it looks like the Austrian government is not very open to the idea of e-government, as we can see on the disaster they had with voting machines.
Auch ein anderes sehr schönes Produkt, nämlich den Staatstrojaner.
There was another very fine product was the government Trojan, which cannot be used right now. They had a major setback there.
Ja, ganz schlecht.
And finally, with the project Open Data, and there are bad news about that. The German government has claimed that the initiative Government Open Data, like they have data.gov in the US, and they intended to start that here in Germany in 2013 as well. And if you haven't had a look at data.gov yet, go there, have a look at it. It's quite interesting. Rumor has it that in the US, where they started 3 or 4 years ago, the whole project is especially helpful for the authorities because they don't have to ask others if they can have the data. They all have to put the data that they have into this data.gov platform and can import it from there into other branches. I know they have expressed their intentions to implement something which is nice because they don't have to actually have to do anything. But what we don't have is a right to have an electronically accessible government. That's something we still don't have. Another thing we would like to have,
wo ja immer noch so ein bisschen unklar ist, was jetzt die wirklichen
Resultate sind. Not really clear what the results currently are is,
die sicherstellt, dass
is we would like to have a license that ensured that the results are made exactly as open as the data itself. Because right now the people who profit from these projects are the people who profit from collecting a lot of data anyway. So in a way you should make sure that there is a license in place in these initiatives that makes sure that everything that results from processing your data are available to all. Exactly.
Ich habe da ja wirklich, als ich dieses data.gov gesehen habe,
when I saw this data.gov project back in the day, I thought, oh wow.
Uns in spätestens 2-3 Jahren
two or three years max, we will see very impressive things. All the data will be there, everyone will be able to access it, and there will be a lot of fans of statistics, and they will read all that and will tell things to the US government, things that the US government would never have thought about it themselves, and this will take them so much forward that we will be left behind over here in Europe. That's what I thought. But in reality, in the past 4 years, nothing really happened. Now, okay, you can argue that they have to normalize stuff and decide on standards and whatnot. But it's my personal opinion that what I want to see, in order to have someone to ask, what did you do with the data, I want to see which IP addresses access which data and how often do they access it. This is something that needs to be published. And now we come to the field of data crime.
Entschuldigung, ich hätte noch einen Rückschritt, den
sorry, there was one step back that we forgot to mention. We still have those bad security issues because we do not have data retention right now in Germany. Yeah, that should not be left unmentioned. This incredible amount of loss of data is really a pity. We should mourn that. And politicians, in fact, do
that. Allerhand Datenbanken, also mittlerweile
this year a lot of databases got lost or leaked.
Dann nicht nur die Defacement-Page zu verlinken, sondern auch noch die kompletten
Data. Because nowadays, when you deface the website, you don't only link to the main page, but you also link to the entire database of a webshop. And it's become so massive that it's really hard to keep track of what exactly has been hacked. There's another webshop and another webshop and another one. And a flirting portal. And another webshop and another webshop.
Gibt's ja andere Statistiken,
there are also other statistics as well.
Beziehungsanbahnungsstatistiken in Deutschland.
statistics for
relationships that are started. So the question is, how many people, how many relationships are started over the internet? Let's assume over 50% or something. That of love relationships that are started that start in the internet. Recently, I have sat in a cafe and on the table next to me, two women of a little older women sat were talking about getting a good date, and it wasn't a good idea to hang around in bars because all the guys are really wrecked down. So that's what I when I thought, okay, internet. Whatever the number is, I've got 50% in my head. It's, if it's more than a third, it's still a lot. So that means that people go to these portals, put in their, all the information, and think we'll keep back a hold back a little because it's very personal data. But especially in the private news and data and chats, after, you know, everything that happens after you read the profile, that will get lost.
Okay?
And that means that you, everybody who, the more and more people who do this, their data will get lost. So we will become the post-privacy pacifists. People who do that actively, there's activists, but we will all become pacifists.
Da wirst du dann zum Post-Privacy gemacht.
So will there you will become post-private.
Another thing is the
argument is that happens to everybody, so everybody, if it happens to everybody, it won't be embarrassing anymore, so that isn't a problem. Yeah, right, sure.
Sagen also, die Optimisten.
That's what the optimists say. My interesting thing is that people say, oh, I have nothing to hide. So you don't have anything to hide, right? No.
Yeah,
before whom? Nothing, right? So the question is, before whom do we have to hide? And the question is, that's the question we have to discuss, and who's interested in this data. And the question is also the demand for this kind of info, and what are the results that happen of this data getting out. So then that's also what happens when we discuss carrier IQ and what kind of thinking about what kind of data is transmitted and what not. And from my American friends, interestingly, there always came the argument, well, you know, don't rant about that so much because they couldn't improve the net quality if they didn't do that. And I thought, yeah, well, last time I was in America, there were some posters
they advertised the fact that they had less drop calls than the competitors. And I was reminded of the last time I drove into a tunnel over here in Germany. So maybe the problem is somewhere else entirely. And the problem is not that here in Europe, Carrier IQ is not yet on the mobile phones, but the problem is something else. And the reactions were quite interesting, because there were actually a lot of people who blindly accepted the fact that, that it has to be this way because otherwise the carriers wouldn't be able to improve their networks.
Yes,
we can all see that everybody needs the software from Carrier IQ because everybody sticks to it. Oh no, hold on, that's wrong. Sprint is actually uninstalling it from the devices.
Bestimmt wird die Netzqualität da jetzt drastisch einbrechen.
I'm sure the quality of the network is going to decrease drastically.
Ja, gut, brauchen wir nichts weiter zu sagen. SSL.
Right, everything has been said about that.
Links und rechts gefallen und
the certificate authorities fell like flies.
Ich komme da später zu. Also die,
do we have something on that later?
SSL ist ja auch eine Art
stuff like SSL is also
und,
in a way broken by design.
Jetzt haben sie es zum Totalschaden
now they
gemacht.
Completely wrecked it.
Aber es wurde eigentlich erst so richtig zum Totalschaden.
Well, as a matter of fact, they only wrecked it when not only the
Herausgeber besitzen
the
und
governments who
bekam,
control the
In dem Augenblick wurde allen klar, oh, jetzt ist es wohl wirklich kaputt.
The companies who issue those certificates anyway, but also countries like Iran, that's when we realized, oh, now everything is broken. Because the principle behind this it's abbreviated as
noble,
which means nobody but us.
And
this seems to have been the case for these SSL certificates.
Wir haben da auf einem ziemlichen Treibsand gebaut und die interessante Frage, die uns
so these PKI infrastructures are obviously built on quicksand, so and the problem we have is the system is broken by design with a central authority, and one of the last of these infrastructures is GSM. It's been broken by design from the start, and in the same way that SSL has been broken and the same, and when SSL and SSH parted their ways. Nodes develop SSH to get on their boxes. SSL has been developed to have security whenever you need it and for all the mass. One question I had, what are the next broken by design technologies that will fall in the near future? And I'm asking the public. Tetra. Tetra's already broken, isn't it? Yeah, Tetra, crypto, there's nobody an idea? Is it broken if no one uses it? You mean broken by design? Yeah.
Yeah, bemerkenswert.
Notable things. RSA was one of the, really was one of the things where we had sort of looked and... because it was a sort of a larger and more thorough attack, and the effects are still not really finished.
And keine neuen Tokens. Es gab doch mit den alten Tokens kein Problem.
Es gab kein Problem.
Ja, aber
so
sie haben trotzdem.
What about the tokens? And even if there wasn't a problem with the old ones, and still they delivered new tokens in December. Weren't broken and the new ones weren't broken, and there wasn't even a problem. Didn't you read the press release? Okay, there was no problem. But there were still new tokens. So there was a new point in time where there were new where they delivered new tokens, but there wasn't a problem, which is good because there obviously wasn't a problem. Problems are always bad, right? So. Next one is Sony Steam and Nasdaq.
Die hatten die Leute nie zu der Krisen-PR-Schulung geschickt.
They never sent their people to the lectures on how to deal with a PR crisis.
Und haben ihn dann in der Hektik nicht gefunden oder so.
Meinst du, sie sind hingefahren und waren nur trinken an der Bar?
They went there and only went drinking at the bar and didn't listen to the lectures.
Ja, Sony Steam.
So we have Sony Steam, the Nasdaq.
SCADA am Internet.
SCADA at the Internet.
Das mit dem R-Gap, oder?
Das Ding with the R-Gap.
Hat jemand mal ein R-Gap-System gesehen?
Has anyone ever seen an R-Gap system?
Ja,
I have.
Ja.
All right, fair enough.
Hat jemand schon mal R-Gap-Systeme gesehen, die nicht R-Gap waren?
Has anyone seen R-Gap systems that were not R-Gap?
Ja, die Frage, ob WLAN air gapped, ist sehr berechtigt. So
the question glaube, whether or not Wi-Fi is air gapped is very interesting.
Genau. Kennt jemand jemanden, der ein air gapped
system
gesehen hat?
Does anyone know anyone who knows someone who has seen an air gapped system which was not in fact air gapped at all? Okay, just all want to keep it to yourselves, okay?
Wahrscheinlich auch. Ja, der Techniker muss da immer hinfahren.
Well, I guess the thing at SCADA was the technician had to go there to reboot it. Can we just put a little button in there to reboot it remotely? There was this very nice case where everyone was hyperventilating for 5 days because one of the control units for one of the water pumps was malfunctioning for a couple of days in the US, and in the end it turned out that it was just a technician who was logging in remotely from his vacation to check if everything was still okay. From an internet cafe? Well, I think he was in Russia, and that's why they thought it was actually a cyber attack, and they were just about to get the tanks out.
Tja.
Ja. Jetzt, oh, da bin ich so hin und her gerissen.
Now,
oder ich
oh,
habe
really
gedacht, eine Runde
torn
Applaus,
apart on
die
issues.
Microsoft
I thought,
hat Autorun für XP.
I would
doch
ask for a round of applause because Microsoft has disabled
ja, also
Autorun for Windows XP. So let's have a round of applause for Microsoft here.
Und jetzt dürft ihr doch mal euren Hass rausbringen.
And now you can
so
shout out your hate that it took them so long.
Oh.
Oh.
Ja.
All right.
Dann müssen wir noch hinweisen auf die größte Phishing-Kampagne überhaupt.
Need to point out one of the biggest phishing campaigns ever.
Untergekommen als verified by Visa oder Mastercard.
You might know it as verified by Visa or
Mastercard
3D Secure. Those are those pop-up windows that always appear and they look like a bad attempt at phishing. And it actually happened to me. I was buying something in a webshop.
Und dann dachte ich, wie zahle
and
ich
I
denn
thought,
jetzt ach,
how do I pay? Oh, let's use
und,
my credit card.
Dann klicke ich da und klicke
and
ich da
I
und
click
dann
there,
poppt da
and
so ein Ding
get a
auf,
prop
in dieser Webseite mit
within
diesen
the website,
Dingern, blinkenden Dingern
and
da nochmal so
flashing
war.
And
dann
it seemed like it was tacked onto the website, the graphics
also
were badly scaled,
aus.
It looked really like a fake.
Ich dachte, die wollen mich doch verarschen, oder?
Thought,
das kann doch nicht euer Ernst sein, dass wenn
they're
ich jetzt
trying to
meine
fool me, can't be serious, they're not expecting me to enter my credit card number into that form, including some of the secret numbers for the first time, in order to secure my transaction for the next 100 times I use that.
Das konnte ich natürlich nicht sehen, ob das SSL war oder
I was not
das,
able to see if
also
this was secured by SSL or not.
Ich geguckt habe, wo dieses Schloss ist, aber das Schloss gibt's ja eh nicht mehr zu sehen. Das
meinst,
ja jetzt
because most of the today's browsers hide that little symbol of a closed lock under an adblock button or something like that.
Andere Seite. There is a verified by Visa
question from the audience.
Dass alle Daten, die man da eingeben
have you
muss,
noticed
um
that all the data
verify,
that you have to enter into these verified by Visa pop-ups, they are actually printed on the,
ja, ja.
On the card itself?
Also das, ja.
Yeah,
ja,
we saw
ja
that.
Also ich meine, das sieht,
and this is astonishing.
Ich sitze da vor einem Shop, dem ich eh nicht so
I'm
ganz
sitting in front
vertraue.
Of a web shop,
ja,
dann, which I don't entirely trust, and suddenly I get a strange pop-up. It looks like a bad phishing
sagen,
attempt,
okay,
and
darf ich ganz kurz
I was about to close everything.
Das ist nicht ganz korrekt. Es gibt verschiedene Varianten,
so
wie man das implementieren kann. Es gibt auch verschiedene
from the specifications is not quite correct, so there's different specifications and different options you can implement. So there from the not everyone does this, but there's also other parameters that you can give in. So some providers also let you enter your birth date or other info. Yes, that's also rubbish, but it at least secures our job for the next 30 years.
Und wenn nicht für uns,
and
dann für die Fischer,
if not for us, then for the fishing people. But we will want to note that the real scandal aren't the usability issues, but rather the new terms and conditions you get and have to sign. And the terms and conditions give you the problem for the responsibility for that. So so far it has been the way that when you pay by credit card, you usually are out of the loop quite easily if the web shop, for example, uses data. And these these verification methods are mainly intended to give the customer part of his responsibility, which wasn't before there before. So also there was this thing, this obscure thing, so for immediate transfer where you are asked to hand in your account data plus an extra TAN. To have this done. Open own source repositories were also a main trend in 2011, which leads us to the interesting questions. Many of them were SourceForge repository. The question is, who of you still reads Source? Who reads all this Source? Anyway, a couple of people. And then now, hands down, who only read PHP source. So,
yeah.
Does anybody understand it?
Yeah.
Is the question of the audience without a microphone. Sorry. Waiting.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Drone-Einsatz in Finnland.
Drone hijacking will be the trend. We had this already. It was noted that the US officially used the drone in their country, which is also interesting. And also in Germany, it was made legal that you can use drones now, or it was at least discussed. During the transport of the nuclear waste in Germany and during the protests, they had like quadcopter style drones. They're talking about large drones, like 150 or more kilos. They're discussing that, and they're already trying to make it legal for those drones that can fly around for hours and hours without landing and be used for these things. Oh, there's news. There's also news about drones. At Motodrone, it happened that the drones fired friendly at each other and killed each other. That was usually reserved for people, so that's the technological progress.
A lot of these drones are not really armed, but the way that they do their intelligence, it has a lot to do with pattern recognition. So if there is a group of people who moves in a certain pattern, they simply declare that as a target. Yeah, this is something we already had yesterday in the topic about a Facebook virus mafia.
Ja, das sind halt auch nur Computer, ne? Also die haben da so PCs
they only und use
viele
computers.
Bildschirme. Manchmal braucht man nicht alle Bildschirme, und dann ist es vielleicht langweilig, wenn man da so lange Strecken
maybe they have a lot of screens and they get bored and they don't need all their screens and you know that from video games. If you have to walk long distances, you have something else on the other screen.
Hat, dann hat man auch ein Airgap.
And if you have wireless LAN, then you also have the air gap.
Gaddafi?
Well, the drones, I think it's just new targets.
I guess we simply have new targets now. When they killed Gaddafi, they also used drones. And when, in the case of Osama, the fact that they used drones was also very important there.
And
they also had nice videos of protesters in Moscow where the protesters were using drones in order to show their numbers.
Ja, das wird auch ganz klar mehr werden. Also das ist
and this is just going to increase in the future.
Dieses Thema gegen Öffentlichkeit oder so.
The topic about fighting against publicity.
Ja. Ach so, Hash-Algorithm.
Oh yeah, Hash-Algorithm Collision Denial of Service.
Wie ist denn so der Fallout? Hat jemand was gehört?
What about the Fallout? Has anybody heard something?
Nicht?
Nothing?
Ihr seid heute
ist
so
das
schweigsam.
Internet schon abgeschaltet?
We're so quiet today. Have they turned off the Internet?
Ist ja auch nur... Okay.
Okay, we have bullet points for 2012. Ladies and gentlemen, get to the microphones. For the bullet points for 2012... We don't want to do this all by ourselves.
Wir legen trotzdem mal vor.
Evil networks. Evil networks 2.0, intelligent meters, smart meters versus SCADA. We were thinking that the smart meters had opportunities this year already because they have been made compulsory, at least in Germany, since the beginning of the year. But you can opt out of them. And there was, at the end of last year, the first suppliers that were selling these smart meters, but a few hundred euros. You could get them in your home and just a few hundred euros more you could have them and implement them, use them to save a few cents in your electricity bill. That made it, of course, a huge success. So huge that Google actually withdrew from that, and so did Microsoft. So that was why we do not have as much hope that blinking lights for whole towns will happen through smart meters.
we actually are looking towards SCADA for that. Sounds more likely somehow. The FAQs about smart meters at the suppliers include the question, how are these patched? And they don't answer that question. Air gap, I suppose. Over the air gap.
Und erfolgreich?
And successfully?
Hat er geantwortet, wie sie die patchen?
Did they reply how this was patched? Apparently someone in the audience asked.
Sie wissen, dass sie wahrscheinlich patchen müssen.
They do know that they will probably have to patch them.
Remote updates.
Remote updates.
Das ist gut.
That's good.
Sie denken nur, sie können remote updates.
They believe only they
machen.
Can do remote updates.
Wahrscheinlich ist es
probably
sehr
it's SSL secured, right?
Und wir haben auch ein Zertifikat.
And we do have a certificate.
SSL gesichert, ja, auf jeden Fall.
Yeah, of course, air secured, surely.
Das letzte Mal,
last ist nicht time, SSL gesichert.
Not SSL secured.
Also letzte Mal, als ich so
the last time we had,
schon so 3 Jahre her.
It was about 3 years ago, I was looking at this and the design spec said there was an 8 megabyte firmware image and with that smart meter there was about 5 or 7 kilobits of bandwidth and that's how they wanted to do online updates. I thought very courageous of them, very courageous specs. Now these days they want use GSM for these things. There's someone at the mic there.
So I would wish for 2012 that people like the Secretary of State and people working in political offices
AstroTurf machen mit Sachen wie JStylo, was wir hier gestern
schon to be AstroTurf using Facebook.
Konnten diese Autorenschaftserkennung.
For example, the talk we saw yesterday at 4 in the detection of authorship. Like, you mean, for example, copy-paste in official documents? No, just so you can see specific features of language. For example, so you can see this specific employee of this specific political office that's AstroTurfing here. Yeah, that would be a nice idea. Okay, so to GSM, I suppose you don't have to say anything else to that. There's a huge boom in the GSM infrastructure, and apparently there's a modernization backlog, but this is not the innovation backlog. This is the standards are actually written, but they are not implemented. There are ways to make the standard structures actually make them secure, so they could last another year or two, but they don't actually get implemented ever. So this is something we can take home from this Congress again. And then there's another question has been if a censored net is actually better than a network that's being shut off, or vice versa.
So,
does anybody have any strong opinions on this? Yes, no.
Okay.
The story that really.
I want to practice that word, the NAT-tocalypse. I can pronounce it today.
What really disturbs me about IPv4 this year is that.
Bankkaufmann.
Also so wurde so beschrieben als so, so naja, man sieht da so ein Tanklastauto an sich vorbeifahren.
There was this description of you seeing a tank lorry.
Kommt es dann so zurück und dann springt der Fahrer raus und rennt so, ne? Und das und so dann, was macht man denn, ne?
What do you do if you see a tank lorry drive past you, then the driver suddenly gets out and runs away? Do you run as well? And for 2012, we were thinking that these V4 towards V6 thing will have to be looked at in more detail. So that will lead to interesting disruptions. There's some potential here. You can, of course, NAT everything to death, and the other option could be disowning.
Those
that have large Class A networks that you could root in theory, you could disown these. And at least IP address communism, right? If you think of the Hamburg-Berlin train line that was fastened, made faster, these things have to be disowned. And
This is a train line, and that makes me think of the data motorway, as it was called in Germany. So is this about freeing the construction of data motorways? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
But probably it will just delay the whole thing. And never mind. Our recommendation anyway is if you're building anything that needs IPv4, then make sure it works with NAT.
Clouds.
One of the interesting news in the NOC was when I was asking them about the internet, because I'm going to talk about it in the closing event. We actually did have a denial of service attack on the Congress.
Against the Congress?
Yes, thank you. From the Amazon Cloud. Of course, now we'll have to find the culprit, and someone, we must have just failed with the non-aggression pact, or someone must not have signed and faxed it or something. The interesting question is, does the Amazon Cloud have a non-aggression pact with the Google Cloud? How do these cloud walls actually look like?
Gibt's denn also
Is that, are there flashlights or something? Flashes? Thunder? Didn't someone say yesterday that only Google, only with Google's resources you were able to stop Google or disable Google? Amazon versus Google, who would win?
Google.
But
Microsoft is the answer.
That's the answer. Microsoft.
We
were discussing what about all these clouds? What was going to happen? Does Steve Ballmer sleep with a suitcase chained to his hand with a red button? Such a cloud is, of course, nothing. Simply a botnet that you, it's just cheaper to buy than a botnet, right?
Botnets sind viel billiger, aber man muss da irgendwie so.
Botnets are way cheaper. Just that you have to get go. You don't know what happens with your credit card number, do you?
And
okay, you can just buy a credit card number, then buy the botnet with that. Of course, you could go with that number and buy Amazon with support, right?
So we see
all this cloud topic with that stupid, forget about the stupid term, but you can do a lot with that. And with a T in the end as well. Clout, I suppose. Token calypse. I can practice that word again.
I did say, didn't I, that
the Congress is 4 days and that does have its effects even on us. Speaking of spelling, didn't someone tell me what the reason is that German compounds are increasingly written with spaces, which they shouldn't be? And these spaces are called full spaces. The reason actually is T9. If you type on your phones and you've got these language correction, whether it's T9 or any kind of correction, just can't deal with those compounds. And if you get corrections all the time and the computer does that for you all the time, it tells you, no, you can't combine it, that it has to be wrong, and that's why people start to write that way, the way Ron does, right?
Okay,
the token calypse.
We kennen es ja alle so.
we do know.
Everybody knows the bank once or twice a year they give you plastic things that you put your chip card in and you type something in, then you will look at a display, or sometimes it directly communicates to the bank using SSL, supposedly. And since it's hardware and hardware, you know, hardware is supposed to be secure, authentication tokens are our last best hope for security against Trojans. And we predict that in 2012 there might be a slight readjustment of security perception there. Because these tokens, if you actually open them up, if you look at them, then usually it's just a simple CPU that's actually running software. Did anyone say PHP? So one of the prime quotes from somebody who's actually researching that direction, he said it seems that the former PHP coders have finally arrived at a hardware level and are now doing integrated systems programming. Another interesting detail here, we already mentioned the electronic ID card, which is actually now it's called the modern, the new ID card, because the e-person term is, well, kind out of style now. So the new electronic identity card, national identity card, is actually, if you look at it, something like a single sign-on code, because there's features you can unlock and have unlocked. So you can use healthy authentication to access services. And the interesting thing is that the people from the government are actually responsible for malware protection. They are actually furrowing their brows, because they're thinking, now you have all identities in one place and one identities are centralized, so if this store gets broken or stolen, then that's pretty much the same as when the fingerprint database gets stolen, the fingerprint biometric data gets stolen, because you only have one of these identification devices. So another thing that we're expecting...
I've got another one. With the new identity card, surely there is this e-government progress, maybe not for 2012, but maybe 2015, because now with new data fields there, you could actually put genetic data and all that. And of course, you can look forward to new progress there, and the term token suddenly gets a new meaning if you think of DNA on there too.
How do you imagine this? So, like the Berlin police tags?
Well, you don't know. It's in early research right now.
So you just take your national identity card and to take a sample, you just put it into your shoulder or something. You slice off your shoulder.
Yeah.
No. So, before we get DNA-based locking systems that just take a blood sample every time you want to enter or exit a room, we have lots more fun with electronic lock mechanisms. Just currently, there's a huge proliferation of known bad, known broken chip card systems like MIFRE Classic, for example, that are suddenly being used in apartment doors and office complexes. So, you always think, well, you're talking on a congress about 4 years ago, MIFRE Classic's been broken. So, yeah, broken, done. Nobody in the right mind will still use that. And, well, you'd be wrong. It's about something like a configure. It has a life of its own. It keeps going. And the people that actually make this hardware, it takes them so long to get new hardware on the market that they still sell MIFARE Classic cards as new now. So thus we assume that in 2012 we see a number of broken locking mechanisms. The most interesting part of this will be, how are they going to patch this? How will they handle this? Because normally the industry's response is, if your lock is broken, you buy a new one. And the computer industry says, if it's broken, well, you need an update. And this clash of cultures is going to be very interesting in the future. They also, each of these devices is communicating with each other using radio waves. So how does that relate to NFC?
Well,
there's probably going to be smartphones you can use for access control. And then the question becomes, does Apple not only know which Wi-Fis I've seen, but also which doors I actually stepped through? And will Siri eventually tell me that, hey, you didn't move enough today? Oh, and then you can write nice applications like computer, open door.
So,
since this week, I think there's Siri for the Android market or something.
And the Official App.
the distributor is called Official App.
Du meinst für die Familie
so you think
Support
for the family support cases regarding Android Trojans that we missed before?
Yeah.
So just install this official Siri app and get back to us, thanks.
Yeah, another topic corporate franchise
that we think about for a while is corporate franchise city states. So what we mean by that is the future is clear. You elect either through being born into or through rebellion and moving out, moving away, you choose your city state you want to live in. Facebook state, for example, of course, it's going to be corporate sponsored, like the Facebook state, the Google state, the Apple state. There's plenty of literature on this from Neil Stephenson.
Snow Crash,
for example.
And
we are already seeing the precedents here. So city-states 1.0, last year we already said that there's the Apple camp and the Android camp and the Facebook camp and Amazon this year, Google with Google Plus, then Google bought Motorola, but of course they don't have any plans, so there's nothing to see here, please move along. And
so please
leave your real name, then move on.
And now,
one of the things that are going in this direction very much, we actually are talking this Congress, is the threat to general purpose computing. Because we see that more and more devices that used to be called computers, but nowadays don't deserve the name anymore because now they're only pads or something. They get on the market, they come on the market, and you can't actually do anything with them. So now you're having a hard time to actually get a general purpose computer that you can just open a shell on and get a computer that's actually on your own control. And of course these corporate franchise city states have a vested interest in the interesting question is this general purpose computing. I have a computer here and I can install on it whatever I want. So the only reason I can do that is for, well, historical reasons. Because if they could, they would actually only sell us hardware that where we can only play stuff from the Apple Store or the Android market. And that they don't do this on some places is simply because historically they didn't have a choice, and now they're going to board this up, and then we get a new BIOS technology, what's its name again, something... EFI? No, UEFI, exactly. And so then they're actually taking the what we call laptop PC away from us too. And of course, this is not without consequence. So for the supporter, it's actually advantages in like family support. And for everything else, it's a huge step back. So the interesting question here is, when and if and how many people will actually remain that will still have unlimited, unfettered access to their hardware, ask for unlimited access to their hardware, and whether there will be an option when ordering a computer that you have a checkbox to get a computer specialized for your case.
Sorry for the interruption. What we also will meet is nice Grub and other crypto wars. And they want to... So all the Grub wants is...
Ah, du meinst Boot Crypto Wars, ja?
Ja, genau.
Boot Crypto Wars, ja.
Ich glaube, das war Gigabyte oder MSI, die einfach gesagt haben, ja, wie ihr wollt andere Betriebssysteme außer Windows drauf haben.
I think it was MSI that asked, what, do you want to run operating system other than Windows on there?
So you get the impression as a Windows 8 user that that will become, Windows becomes sort of an operating system for the fringe. So what we have to learn is that hackers are only a very, very, very small portion of a computer users. So our our needs are becoming more and less important in comparison to the general majority that wants certain kinds of computers. So what's the message? Maybe that we have to buy more computers just that our needs are met. So what we have to do is probably just make sure that we can still do what we want with our computer. So jailbreaking and other things are getting more and more important so that our access to the hardware is still maintained and the hardware stays ours even when we bought it, and it doesn't become a using rights, licensing rights vehicle for what we paid a couple of $100s, and we've got to really work hard on that in the next couple of years. So, yes, everybody wants to become a platform. Everybody wants to... Some choose their platform and the other... And the others, the platform chooses the users. And most often enough, both. If you are, for example, in citizen in the Apple City State, then it may happen that you also get a sort of parasitic citizenship in some sort of botnet user state. So what we have seen in the last couple of days and weeks and on the Congress is that you have to be cautious, and many people have made sure the air gaps possible. There are very many things that are moved heavily and still are controlled by computers, so you have to be careful. Is that if you see something on the other side of the tunnel that is might be a train and a ship and or something, maybe remind yourself that it might not be a simulation. So, but we can learn from the future, because it's clear what will happen, and you know what happens with the Starship Enterprise, and you know the Starship Enterprise is an enemy territory, and enemy territory, yes, and then you can just take off every panel and just have two or three wires and only have to hack in one or two codes and then overtake the computer. Is that appropriate? And then I ask myself, what does that mean? If I sit in the train with my screwdriver, what will happen then? Only if I have a disk, I am dangerous for the train, and especially seat reservation in ICEs. This is still the case with a diskette, floppy disk. So we want to point that computer nerds. Tim tweeted recently that his opinion, the Bahncard 100, which is like one year's flat rate for traveling with the Deutsche Bahn, it is a status symbol for nerds. So we will note that nerds are distracted as long as the wireless is working.
And why it was a very bad idea to turn it off again in planes?
And another keyword for 2012.
Practice: if the wireless is not free, then they spend a lot of time to circumvent exactly that. This is a very important thing to point out here.
Hallo.
Hello.
Ich würde noch sagen,
just wanted to add that every one of us, almost all the people in Germany own a car, and our cars contain one or two or a lot of computers as well.
And
what they're currently trying to do is to get a common operating system for all the cars, and you should have a closer look at the most recent updates that were shipped for the Toyota Prius. There's no chance to get any data from this. It's all secured by SSL.
BMWs hängen ja jetzt eh über einen iPhone am
and
Internet.
And the BMWs, they already have a connection over the iPhones. Ne? This was a wise decision. It saves a lot of work. It's called Connected Drive.
Ja, liebe Leute, was wir 2012 noch sehen werden,
another thing we are going to see in 2012 are
PEM-E-Mails.
Spam emails that are signed or encrypted using PGP in order to get past the spam filter, which will have the effect that encrypted emails will be filtered out as bad emails, and this will have the effect that no one will use encryption anymore. So the question we are asking ourselves is who are the ones that initially send out all those spam emails?
Also signierten Spam habe ich schon gesehen.
I have seen signed spam.
Although the signatures were broken.
Dann haben wir ja das neue Berufsfeld des
and then we have
Social Network Beziehung.
New job perspective in social network relationships.
There is E-Mail, dürfte man doch eigentlich auch unter from the audience
on emails. There was this project called de-email, which is basically a step back because no one is really using it. They were advertising it as a secure way of sending emails, but no one in Germany uses it.
Es gab
there were press releases about that. There were ministers who talked about this, and everyone was supporting it. People were supposed to write mails. Those mails were to be recorded.
Oh, E-Postbrief, genau, ja. Naja, man kommt ja immer so ein bisschen durcheinander dabei. Ja gut, die Social Network Beziehung.
But it doesn't look like they have any users yet.
Ja, das ist ein neues Geschäftsfeld offensichtlich.
So relationships in social networks are a new area of business. It turns out you can buy relationships in social networks. Does anyone know how many relationships you have to maintain in order to make a living out of it?
Wer hat Freunde, der...
Who has friends, though, who... who knows someone who...
Und die Antwort ist die richtige.
And the answer is, of course, the right one.
Genau. Und ganz
exactly.
Ja, dann oh ja, das war sehr schön.
And oder? This is also, also a very nice thing here.
USA gab's ja dann
in the US,
Mini-Skandal oder
there was
so.
A small scandal.
Dass man Siri fragt, wo die nächste
Abtreibungsklinik ist. If you ask Siri, the new assistant on the iPhone, the way to the next abortion clinic, in most cases will not give you an answer, because none of the abortion clinics in the vicinity are called abortion clinics.
Stehen, dass sie Abtreibung machen in ihrer
and they don't advertise the fact that they are actually performing abortions. Or do they? I don't know. I'm not sure.
What does it say there? Anyway.
Ja, sowas. Da steht dann Schwangerschaftsoptimierung.
Yeah, well, they call it optimizing your pregnancy or something like that, but they won't spell it out.
Brauchen die Metadaten.
So there is one thing that we desperately need. It's optimizers for metadata that will be able to optimize the data that already exists, so people can find the things that they are looking for.
Gut, virtuelle Sockenpuppen-Crowd,
virtual sock puppet crowd.
Ich weiß nicht, was kosten so irgendwie so
100 cost to buy 100 Wikipedia users that write articles in favor of a company or of a person?
Ist nicht relevant, ja.
It's not relevant.
Ja, eine Sache, die wir 2012 sicherlich sehen
another
werden,
thing that we will certainly see in 2012
eine Menge Firmen
is that a lot of companies will go bankrupt because they don't make enough money anymore, but they still keep services running that people would like to use. So there is a new trend we are seeing. It's called life support for zombie companies. In order to keep companies alive that would otherwise go bankrupt. So we already had metadata optimizer, but this time it's put in double quotes.
Damit, wenn man nach Abtreibungsklinik sucht, bei der CDU-Zentrale landet.
So the trick here is if people look for an abortion clinic to send them to the central of the ruling party of the German government. So then we have data hygiene 2.0.
Gedanken darüber machen,
I think
ob es vielleicht okay ist,
there are some people who need to think about if it's okay to store positional data.
Während man inzwischen so ein smartphone, ja, auch eigentlich
because ja nowadays, when you look at a smartphone, ja, it's actually almost a medical device. You have a motion sensor, which is really quite sensitive.
In die Hand nehmt, um zu gucken,
if you take your smartphone in the morning in order to look what happened on Twitter in the past 4 to 8 hours,
dann kann das eigentlich am Zittern eurer Hand sehen, wie unterzuckert ihr schon seid.
The shaking of your hands shows that your blood sugar level is maybe too low, and that you could make a trend out of that. The thing knows where you are, it knows which way you're moving and which way you're looking, and so on.
Die Dinger haben einen Metallrahmen.
The things have a metal frame.
Diesen Metallrahmen nicht galvanic skin response, also Hautwiderstand.
So there is no reason why this metal frame could not measure the resistance of your skin, which means that you could make a good lie detector from that.
Ah, ja, da gab's diesen schönen,
there was a nice proof of concept where someine
Tastatur gelegt.
A smartphone next to the keyboard. Maybe it might have been an IBM 101, one that's louder, but and you could find out the password by the vibration. So we are, for being sensors, they're quite good.
So
we haven't seen everything you can do with that.
So
that costs too much battery to make a paint station out of that.
Genau.
Ja, gut.
One addition for about zombie company Life Sport. As I know that already exists, that's the bank saving bailout package.
Ja, du hattest
yeah, you also had this video Barbie. I wasn't finished. My always on speech recognition is the next thing that will happen. This thing about ice cream sandwich that you can log in with your face is really nothing. What happens if you move around with the camera around your face, then you will get 3D data. We've seen a lot of things about in that Kinect Fusion talk, also a distance sensor, and there will also be a heat map for the face from the face that you can read, which will also be interesting if you can get that data in relation to the picture. The discussion if whether your position is already your geolocation is problematic in relation to what can happen is really it will become interesting. And then you remember the video Barbie from December 2010. Buy your kid a Barbie that has a video camera implemented in order to surveil the unsurveilled moments. In terms of biometry, you have the biometry in the car seat that will register the backward body forms, the drive-by bottom mold in order to adjust the car seat, so that you will have to really look in what kind of seats you sit, and someday Starbucks will come and build custom sitting bags, bean bags that will adjust to your body. So also in 2012 there will more collision between what you expect and what will actually happen in terms of privacy and private sphere, and these discussions will be even more interesting than formal violations of law, because there you can see what can actually happen even within the legal parameters. And there was an interesting discussion this year. There was this person about whose wife got lost, and they actually bugged his car and recorded some self-talks where this guy talked to himself in a suspicious manner, so not over the telephone, to himself during the, driving the car, and this was recording, and now is the question, can this be used against him? Because he wasn't on the telephone, which you're allowed to record on the telephone, but if talking to yourself is legal, is that the same as thinking, or not, and is that the question is legal? So that's the same about the same as if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, it will become very philosophical if that is allowed to use helping against them, and there will be law derived from that, and that will become very interesting. Question from the audience. Yes, we had the question in the state Trojan malware discussion, what telecommunication is and what isn't, and if telecommunication happened between persons and machines, and if Siri is a machine or not. These kind of things will be discussed very more intense than this year, and what the legal ramifications of that will be, and what kind of communication is allowed to be used by the state and whatnot. And these constructs are more than just the legal constructs. And can't hear this, I'm sorry. Too quiet. What is a self talking to yourself?
If someone has opened a chat window, talking to himself there, and all this brings us to the fact that there are many open questions in this area. I think the most limiting factor is actually the battery life of your smartphone. Because we have more and more services on our smartphone that eat up battery. And wouldn't it be better to just give ourselves more time, because everything is always evolving, but the only thing that's missing is the life expectancy of your phone battery.
And we're a little
behind the time.
Bittet um das Voting irgendwie um die Umfrage irgendwie was für
welchen Netzen?
In den WLAN-Netzen, die
so there is a request from the IRC for a voting.
Es geht darum, es wurde anscheinend letztes Jahr auch gemacht.
Apparently last year.
Die Frage ins Publikum. Wie viele
so question
Netze
for the audience.
Ihr, wenn ihr
how many
zu Hause den Rechner
networks
aufklappt?
Do you see if you open up your laptop
die
at home?
Die keins sehen,
those that don't see any wireless networks, please raise your hand now.
So. Very few
wow.
Hands. The farmers.
But five people who don't see any wireless networks when they open up their laptops at home. Who sees more than 50?
About one.
Those are the people who live in the inner city.
Okay, wer hat dann so mehr als drei?
Who has more than three?
Just about everyone.
Alle.
Everyone.
Ungefähr alle.
About everyone.
Those
who
sehen,
see wireless networks,
ein unverschlüsseltes?
Who of them is seeing unencrypted wireless networks?
Well, there are a few at the Congress, aren't there? But that's on purpose.
So there are shouts for attacking those wireless networks from the audience.
Und wer sieht welche, wo die SSID,
who sees wireless networks where the SSID contains political or religious statements?
Okay, auch 30.
About 30, maybe? 30-ish.
Okay, na gut.
All right then.
Dann, wenn nicht noch jemand was wirklich doll Wichtiges hat.
So if no one else has something of the uttermost importance,
dann vielen Dank.
Then thank you very much.
Yeah, and have a happy 1984.